Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
The family of Cynthia Dawn Kinney, they're getting old. They certainly want answers to the disappearance of their daughter in 1976. And there's been a lot of excitement talking possibly about Dennis Rader being the one. Maybe there'll be some closure here. That's been the speculation with some of the journal entries that he's had. Bad wash day. He was sitting across at the bank installing ADT at the time that this young woman went missing. Nobody ever found, though. And the investigators on this, the Osage County Police Department, Eddie Viren heading that up, adventurous. Maybe it's something else, but very much into this case, going and digging up places, the old property that he had. What I'm curious about, though, is how much of this excitement and this vigor to find things involving BTK is based in reality and based in solid evidence and what we can maybe glean here? Or is this more the passion, the fantasy that let's try and find out what's going on and then how that affects a family? Because at the end of the day, that's who matters more than everybody getting excited because maybe BTK killed more people, which is a weird thing to get excited about.
Yeah, I think from cases I've observed that often it is one passionate investigator, you know, who hangs in there and really sinks their teeth into finding answers, who does discover the perpetrator. But obviously, in this case, no body, no real evidence other than speculation and these horrendous drawings and the things that Dennis Rader has written, which are blood curdling. There may not be anything. And yes, I have read that this is very upsetting to the parents. And, you know, at what point do we say, well, it's likely? Because there are a lot of people that we suspect of committing crimes. I mean, I've known of many incidents where it's like everybody knew on some level that the person had committed more murders or more crimes of some kind, but there just wasn't any evidence that was going to ever clear it up. And sometimes we're just left with that.
And that seems to be, you know, it's interesting. It's hard to know where this is going to go. I had a chance to talk last night to Under Sheriff Gary Upton. He's the right below Eddie Viren. He also wears a large hat, I should say, by the way. And very nice man. The interview is on the podcast. We talked for about an hour in depth. It was nice to really ask some questions more so than just television where it's, you know, quick sound snips. But it was interesting to hear how Dennis Rader reacted after the DA made that almost opposing statement to the investigators, saying that we don't have enough evidence to prosecute Dennis Rader at this moment in time. And they don't. They need more, and they're digging. Yeah. They're going to try and find more. They're trying to get information from Wichita. They're trying to get evidence. They're trying to get everything to try and help the investigation right there. So who knows where that will go. But Dennis Rader's reaction is what I want to hear about from you, because we heard exclusively that as Eddie Viren then walked in to have his conversation with Dennis Rader, the very first thing that Dennis said after also watching that press conference, and I'm paraphrasing here, but in kind of a cocky tone, it was something to the effect of, so looks like you don't have enough evidence to prosecute. And that's then where the conversation continued. To me, it when I heard that, it just struck me as, oh, this is Dennis Rader playing a game.
Yeah, which, you know, I know he's aged at this point and he may not be as sharp as he was in years past, but the man loves playing games. I mean, it just obviously gives him delight. And I know that I've seen some interviews with his daughter who believes that he's continuing to play games, but also believes there's a high possibility that he is guilty with this. So that unfortunately doesn't surprise me. It would just be so nice if, you know, some of these sadistic psychopaths would come out and tell the truth, the whole truth, you know, without this element to it, which leaves everybody feeling there's no closure. They're feeling tormented by it. What really happened? Where is the body? And yeah, unfortunately, it happens. It's common that they do this.
And it has to be hell for those families who lost their loved one all those years ago. They've been mourning this forever. And then to suddenly, maybe there's a hope, and maybe there is. And I hope to God that maybe some of these do connect back to him. The Cynthia Dawn Kinney one does look fairly promising if they can get enough evidence to truly link him, if that even exists. Some of the other cases, not exactly fitting the Rader MO, but maybe. But I think it's something that the media needs to be cognizant of is, yes, does it make for an interesting story to hear about Dennis Rader back again? Yeah. Right. But at the same point, you are jerking around with these people's lives who've lost their daughter at some point in time. And, oh, maybe we got something. Maybe we don't. Right. It's not something to go and play, you know, Wild West Cowboy with if you're not number one conducting it correctly or safely, or where this is going to get thrown out of court at some point in time.
Right.
And it's another where you're doing it for notoriety. I think those are two big things that I don't know what to think about how this is being handled thus far by Osage. I applaud them for somebody digging if they think they found something. But at the same point, it also seems like you better be damn sure that you are looking at something legit. And this is not just to get some headlines.
Yeah. And digging in perhaps a much less public way, which certainly should be possible to do.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.